Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Voters in Boston today head to the polls to cast their ballots for Boston City Councilor John Connolly or State Representative Marty Walsh, who are competing to replace the longtime mayor, Thomas Bonino, who's retiring. Crime and public safety have been major issues in this campaign. In fact, in each of WBUR's mayoral polls this fall, Boston voters picked public safety as one of their top three issues. But aside from law enforcement, who else is actually out there to intervene to try and prevent violence? In recent years, the city has turned to so-called violence interrupters, people whose lives have been affected by violent crime and who are now working to stop violence before it starts. Recently, we went to Mattapan, where we met Tony Seymour, a 52-year-old nicknamed Big Time. Big Time says he's learned from the bad choices he made as a young man.
52 armed robberies. That's all I did was rob people.
Seymour works closely with Arthur Kitty. Kitty, who's 34, is no stranger to crime himself. In fact, he spent 9 years in prison for killing a man and has spent the years since trying to make up for it.
And after that was just a real cleansing process, man. I've done everything that I could do to try to counter my negative ways and actions. From that day forward, I made a commitment to walk a certain way.
We walked the streets around Mattapan with Kitty and Seymour, where they're on the lookout for young people trying to help them make positive choices when faced with tough pressures in life.
We're talking about young people who can't meet the general criteria of a dinner. You can go to some of these houses, man, and there's no food in the refrigerator, and the refrigerator reeks of an awful smell.
So now this kid, he's fighting with his siblings over a meal. He leaves the house. He's frustrated. Now, this happens every day. He leaves the house. He's frustrated. Somebody on that street, one drug dealer, or somebody show that they kids. What's wrong? He don't get that in his house. You're wrestling with five other kids. You're not giving that attention.
Right.
So the minute someone says to you, what's wrong? You're like, nothing. They're like, little man, come here.
And all of those factors sometimes turn into an at-risk youth, which sometimes leads to violence.
You know, a lot of people are looking to gravitate to something positive. In our young people's mind, positive is negative. At the same time, someone is respecting them, someone's feeding them, someone's clothing them, just due to the little family that they call gang that they done got into, and it just becomes a cycle versus another cycle.
You're saying sometimes there's more opportunity in the gang than there is in regular society to get ahead or to simply take care
well,
of the basic
needs? Well, it's a
22
catch. Because of who they are in the neighborhood, a gang looks more glamorizing than maybe going to school.
So we're across the street now from Walker's Park on Norfolk Street in Mattapan. What happens over here?
Man, what don't happen over here? Sex, drugs, and violence.
It's a lot better than it was.
It's a lot better than it was in the city here, but we had Lucerne, Norfolk, Corbett.
There's a gang?
Yeah, absolutely.
Our thing is just striving to be there before, always being that constant face, so when something does happen, it's easier for them to express themselves on how they feel or what's going on or what they saw or didn't see or how they would like to change things.
Have you guys ever felt unsafe?
That would be selfish for me because I've taken so much. I have to give back. I have to for my own salvation.
Neither one of you have ever felt like you had a target on your back?
People know who we are. I think we've just been consistent enough in our life that people know, hey, these dudes are here to help.
Is there a way to put a number on how many lives you guys figure you've saved?
I would say, honestly, for every person that gets shot, there's probably 10 people that didn't get shot. By the result of someone, whether it's myself, him,
or a collective.
Plenty other organizations.
Right.
There are plenty of organizations
right.
here. Somebody has had some effect in thwarting some violence in this city every day. I don't doubt that. The main message, in an intense, volatile situation, by yourself 5 to 10 seconds. I don't know how many people who are in prison right now who say, man, I wish I could take back 3 to 5 seconds. That's it. Change their whole life. They'll be staring over them 3 seconds for the rest of your life.
Right.
You know? One of the things I really implore young people to listen to that voice that they have within inside of them. We all have it. I don't care who you are. You've been in some situation or circumstance where you said to yourself, man, something told me. Whatever that was, we've all been in that situation. So what I try to implore these young people, man, listen to that voice, man. It's never going to steer you wrong. That's the part of you that hasn't been polluted by the ways of the world. That's divine. That's been in you to help you navigate your way through this thing we call life.
That is Arthur Kitty and big-time Tony Seymour. They're both violence interrupters in Mattapan. Their work is supported by the Boston Public Health Commission and the Boston Centers for Youth and Families. Our story was produced by WBUR's Joe Spurr and Erica Lanz.